Yesterday we were discussing Heseva. Let's just discuss a few more in Yanim relating to Heseva. And this is a very, very big shaila, and it's Nogea sometimes women who have little children, and they're very busy tending to their children. If a person eats the matzo or drinks the cup of yain while they are standing, are they yoytzei the mitzvah? There are two dinim in the Dalet Kaisais, and for that matter, there's matzah as well, especially the Dalet Kaisais, there's eating matzah, mitzvah of achilas matzah, and there's eating the matzah b'derech cheirus. So if a person does not do heseba, there's a question, they have not fulfilled cheirus, because the way we eat matzah b'derech cheirus is to heseba. If you're not going to do heseba, so you're lacking the cheirus. But does not take away from the fact that we yoytzei the mitzvah derais v'achilas matzah. The reason why we have a dilemma if a person eats the matzah, makes the bracha al achilas matzah, and he eats it sitting up, and then he realizes in the middle of the meal, you know what, I forgot to do heseba. So, l'chatchilo, he's supposed to eat the kazayis of matzah again, l'shem mitzvah achilas matzah. Why? Because he's lacking in cheirus. He did not eat. Now, what happens if he decides, you know what, I can't eat anymore, I'm stuffed. I just cannot eat the matzah again, there's nothing more I can do, I'm not eating another kazayis of matzah. Was he mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah? Absolutely. The two are not totally zeb. Zeb the Torah says you have mitzvah, but erev toichlu matzah, so I ate matzah. There's another inyan, chazal v'masakin, that you should eat the matzah, you should eat it b'derech cheirus. The cheirus l'choir does not take away from the mitzvah of achilas matzah. But here's the dilemma. The dilemma over here is that many hold, we mentioned the Rav Yoh, holds that Bizman HaZeh, you don't need to do a seba. Because Bizman HaZeh, it's not the derech for us to do a seba. And Adarabah, for doing a seba, Bizman HaZeh, it's painful. It's painful to do a seba. It's not the right thing to do a seba, so you don't need to do a seba. If you don't do a seba, you're going to be yaitzeh. So the question is, what exactly does that mean according to the Rav Yoh? It's a very beautiful law. Does that mean that Bizman HaZeh, there's no such thing as cheirus? Is that what the Rav Yoh means?
No, you have it.
Such
Arba,
thing as a
saber.
Just drinking arba kosos
itself
is also
derech. No, there's a mitzvah to drink 4 cups of wine.
So I'm saying, for example, not too much.
Okay.
Not more than that. Not less than that. That's why it's also part of the favorite.
Okay. I understand. That's true. Eating the yain itself, just the liquid, the drink is chet. Let's talk about the matzah though. Let's talk about the matzah. The Rav Yoh says, "Bizman HaZeh, you don't need to do a seva because Bizman HaZeh, we do not recline." What does that mean exactly? Let's clarify the chakir. It's a very powerful chakir. It has many nafkaminas. What does that mean? Does that mean that Bizman HaZeh, since we don't leave Bizman HaZeh, it's not possible today for there to be cheros, to eat the food b'derech cheros? It's not possible. It doesn't exist. Because there is no technique that is available to us to eat b'derech cheirus. The only way you can eat b'derech cheirus is through heseba. And since in our day and age, derech heseba is meaningless, and adrab, it's harmful, bizman hazeh, to do heseba for many people because it's painful. I don't feel very comfortable doing heseba, and I can't imagine 95% of the population is very comfortable doing heseba. You have no choice. What? Well, we're not accustomed, right? You have to be on a couch, lying with your head and your shoulders, like we explained yesterday.
I went to Montreal and we went to this restaurant and it was a Middle Eastern style restaurant and they actually had a few couches.
Wow.
So I thought I would try it, but it only works when you have a TV table.
You have a small table in front of you to spread it.
Right.
Also,
like I said, it's an acquired taste. You have to practice. You have to accustom yourself to experience what it means to say. Trying it for the first time, the night of Pesach, it's not going to work.
No.
Sorry, it's not going to work. So, Kimad, there's no one today. Who today knows? You'll find very few individuals will tell you, oh, they really experienced the cheirus by lying on their side with pillows and blankets in a certain way. They experience cheirus. So now, beautiful Lom Shavar in the Rav Yoh. Does this mean, since Chazal taught us Heseba is synonymous with cheirus, And since the Rav Yos says Saseba, Mandikar Shemei, there's no thing as a Saseba, that means Bizman has said it's impossible for us to be Mekayim the Achila Mitoy Cheus. Or no! That's not what the Rav Yos says. The Rav Yos says he can't do a Saseba, but there's still Cheus. There is still a Saseba and Cheus are not totally Zebzeh. What do you mean? L'may nafkamina? Standing. If you eat the matzah and drink the dalit koisoy standing, are you yoytzei the mitzvah? Now, l'chor, you're for sure going to be yoytzei achilas matzah and dalit koisoy, because you drank the wine, you ate the matzah. You can't tell me you're going to take that away from me. But would you be required to do it again? Or to what degree are you required to do it again under difficult circumstances to sit down and eat the matzah sitting down or drink the yayin sitting down? Does the Rav Yoh hold, here's the Lomshul question, does the Rav Yoh hold that at least sitting is called cheirus? When the Rav Yoh said, forget about Haseba, the Rav Yoh is telling you, okay, Haseba, forget about. But you still need a degree of cheirus. Or does the Rav Yoh hold Haseba and cheirus are two sides of one coin? If you're not going to have one, the other one is does not shaykh. There's no din cheirus. There's no din cheirus. So according to the Rav Yoh, standing when you eat the matzah, standing when you drink the cups of wine, is just as good. Because since Bizman Azeh, we don't do a Seba, that means there's no Cheirus Bizman Azeh, period. You cannot separate the concept of a Seba from the concept of Cheirus. There's no a Seba, there's no Din Cheirus. There's no Din Cheirus, so just get the food down your throat. Get the Yayin down your throat, and you Yoytze Lefi the Shitas HaRav Yoyin. We don't have to rely upon the Rav Yoh. Again, the Nafkamina is sin, because sitting certainly is a degree what we would consider to be cheirus. Yeah.
Think in terms of an eved.
Yeah.
An eved is on standby.
Right.
Standing and waiting for orders. That's
a correct. So this is a very, very hakira which a lot of the achronim debate. And the nafka mina is, you'd be surprised how common the nafka mina is. Women have a tendency, one, when they have small children, or they're a very large family, they have a lot to serve, a lot to do in the kitchen, on the night of the Seder, and they're under pressure, for whatever reason, they have guests, and they wouldn't be at their best, they're not getting the full kazayas sitting. They're going to eat the kazayas, they'll start eating the kazayas, and then before they swallow the food, that's it, they're up and out, they're in the kitchen, preparing the next thing, and they think to their mind, it's okay, I'm swallowing the food when I'm standing. I know the Rav Yoh, I don't have to do a Seba, even though I'm a Choshev, even though the Ramah says, Noshim didona chashuvas, but you can be Sadech on the Rav Yoh, Noshim can be Sadech on the Rav Yoh, they do not need to do a Seba, and I'll even do it, I'll even finish off the Achilas Kazayis when I'm standing.
I know that on Shabbos, during the year, there are some people that sit by Kiddush.
That's a separate issue. That's a whole separate issue.
I know, but here, are there any people that sit by Kiddush?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. Certainly. I believe so, certainly.
But what people don't have to say that that's where they sit, even when they, a lot of people that stay during the year sit at Pesach.
When they,
and I know.
When they have the conversation.
Yeah.
They sat on the floor,
right, the Haseba.
That was the Haseba.
Right.
So who did it become that sitting in chairs is the Chal Haseba? Maybe the only thing you can do is sitting on the floor.
No, that Chazal did not go that far. Chazal did not go that far. We don't know. It doesn't say. It does not. By the carbon Pesach, it does not say how they become Pesach. I don't know. Like when Muslims sit on the floor, I don't know. I really don't know. It does not say the halacha lemaisa chazal masake. You sit on a chair in the mishnayis. You sit not on the floor. You're on a chair and you're leaning over on the side on a mita. It's very clear in the mishnayis. You're not sitting on the floor. What they did? What? What?
You're sitting on a pillow or something.
You're sitting on a mita. It says a mita, a bed, a mita. a mita and a small table. It's,
number
it's,
two is when you're standing, you can do a seder. It's weird. How do you do a seder?
No, that's exactly what we're saying. Exactly what we're saying. Bizman hazeh, let's say the Rav Yoh. Let's follow the shita's Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh says you bizman hazeh, there's no seder. Finish. Sit up. Sit up. Okay, now can we go to the next level? Can you stand? Once already, you do not need Heseba. Can you stand? That's exactly the dilemma that we're posing.
And how can you say Hashata Adler Shana Babne
Chayrin? We're Avdi. Akati Avdi Achashveva Shanan. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're automatically servants of our host
so
country.
You can't do
just because you're a servant does not mean you can't do Heseba. Why? Your master lets you do a seba?
No.
It's not a kasha. It's not a kasha.
Even
though we're servants of our host country, that does not take away from the permissibility of us doing a seba. If you have a slave in your house, he can't do a seba, at least not in your presence. When the master is out of the house, the master, when he goes into his room to eat his own meal privately, he can't do a seba. A slave can't do a seba. Of course you can do a seba. We don't go to such a degree. Heseba, that's the avdi is not an issue. Okay, so this is the dilemma. According to the Rav Yoh, you do not need to do heseba. Must you at least sit? Because when you're sitting, that becomes today an expression of chayrus. Even the Rav Yoh agrees there must be a degree of chayrus. The chayrus of Zman Hazeh is sitting. Okay, that's the dilemma. Some say no. Some say you can be yoitza standing also, because once we follow the Rav Yoh, you do not need to sit. You don't need to do a seba. You don't need to sit. And there's a very big nafkamina besides the Rav Yoh, because Rav Yoh, we don't rely upon lechatchil, because it's nogea noshim. It's nogea talmidim by a Rebbe. A talmid by a Rebbe is not allowed to do his seba unless the Rebbe gives him permission. So if the Rebbe does not give permission, and so the Talmud does not do a seba, does that mean the Talmud is potter from Cheirus, Gansen entirely, which allows the student to stand? Or no, the student still must have Cheirus. But you can't have Cheirus to the degree of being of leaning on your left side in the presence of your Rebbe. And you think it's not Nageya? It's very Nageya. He writes over here that I have no idea what goes on, but there are many Chassidim who go to the Rebbe Seder. And they have their matzah and the dalakosas, and guess what? There are not enough seats for everyone. It's a very common thing. It seems among certain groups of chassidim, there are not enough seats. And the minug is they stand. The minug is it's very common. The chassidim, when they go to the rebbe, they go to their rebbe for the seder and the yoytze, the mitzvah of achilas matzah and dalakosas. They do it standing. This has been done for generations, generations. How you talking? How could they do it standing? Oh, but one thing you're going to tell me you do not need to do a seba because the Rebbe did not give permission. But if the Rebbe didn't give a seba, but there must be cheirus, there must be at least a dagger of cheirus which requires the talmidim to sit down. What do you see from these minhagim? You look in the minhag yosul halacha. You see from these minhagim is that has seba and cheirus are two sides of the one coin. Once you exempt from has seba because it lacks their cheretz, it means there's no cheirus. For this person, there's no obligation to do cheirus. There's no obligation to do cheirus. Mimela, you can even stand. You can stand. You don't need any degree at all. Yeah.
I remember once years ago, after we finished our seder, I went to a different seder.
Yeah.
Years ago, and I got there just to see starting Maitzi Masa, and he gave up the kazaytzim, he made the bracha, and then he said, "Aseva," and everybody's hamidim lufnei rabbah.
Right. Oh, very, so you're touching upon another very important point. He has a very beautiful discussion over here. Listen to this discussion. It's a fine point. If you have to ask the Rebbe Rishus, are you even allowed to ask the Rebbe Rishus? In other words, the Rishus is only when he gives you Rishus on his own. But for you even to ask Rishus is a lack of derech eretz, and also just because he says yes, it's not belief shalem. He's not going to say, can I do a seba? So you don't want to make a fight with your Talmud at the Pesach Seder. So say, yeah, you do a seba. But in his heart, listen here, I'm the Rebbe, you're the Talmud. That's all part of chinuch. You know, there's something to it. There's something to discipline. I mean, this is a very big dilemma in Chinuch Habanim, where, how far Rebbe in elementary schools are trained to go. Rebbe is not supposed to be the buddy-buddy with the kid. Is it proper for the Rebbe to take off his jacket? When the Rebbe gives the class, should the Rebbe take off his jacket? Should the Rebbe come without a tie? How should the Rebbe dress? Many yeshivas, more often than not, there's a demand that the Rebbe come in a certain malbush of kavod, because that's part of chinuch. Part of chinuch is a child should know this, something called an authority. Among the more modern worlds, you know, they call the teacher comes in jeans and comes in shorts, and you call your teacher by his first name. You don't call your teacher. You don't call your teacher Rebbe. You call your teacher Jack, and you ask your teacher. So did they give you the paycheck this week? The yeshiva, how much do they give you? You know, that's his attitude. We live in a modern world. You know, who's working for who? The Rebbe's working for me, for the child. My parents are paying your bill.
During the year, can you ask your Rebbe Rishus to text?
He said 2 minutes, a 2 minute allowance.
Yeah, I read recently in a story where the Rebbe was trying to get the attention of his students. So the Rebbe texts, the Rebbe's giving the shiur, and the student's sitting there in the back there texting away. And the student is totally oblivious to the class. So the Rebbe, he texts the boy. In the class. And the boy picks up his... Oh, I finally got your attention. finally got your attention. Okay, so this is the interesting dilemma. If you have to ask the Rebbe already, that's already a problem. That's some hold that opinion. That if you go to a... Now, it's very hard today to find someone you really would call your Rebbe. We don't have this. We don't really have this anymore. What? We don't really have this today. You have situations where you have a Rebbe Talmud relationship with this such reverence. You know, you had this in the previous, not so long ago. I guess by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you would say this. He says by Rav Yeshiva Ber Soloveitcher. He says by Rav Chutner. You would say this by big people. We were so petrified in front of them. Today, you know, it's not in Skadnu Hadoras. I don't know, maybe it does exist. By certain rebbes, certain relationships does exist. But if you have to already ask, you're in trouble. It appears Mikir Hadin, the Rebbe on his own initiative, has to say to the Talmud that that's the only time the Haseba is triggered, where now you have an obligation to do Haseba. Okay, another issue. Now, father, a child before the father, Shulchan Aruch. Does the child have to, yes he is. Does he have to ask Rishus? No. The child does not even have to ask Rishus because it is assumed that the father gives the child Rishus to do a Seba. Now here's an unbelievable chiddush. Let's say your grandparents come. Or let's say in this situation, your grandchildren come to the Seder. Okay, your grandchildren come to the Seder. Do they have to ask Rishus from their grandfather? Now, your father, you don't have to ask Rishus. Because your father, it's assumed the father gives you Rishus. Is it Derech Charetz for a grandchild to do Haseba in the presence of his grandfather? That's one question. And let's say you'll tell me it's not Derech Charetz. So then, is it assumed that the grandparents are Moichel their grandchildren? And basically, the answer is no. Grandparents are not Moichel. And therefore, grandchildren, it's proper. And you ever heard this before, right? You never heard this before. You heard it first. It's proper for a grandchild. Now, do you go to the degree where a grandfather, if you have to, like, by Rebbe, I just told you, and if you have to ask, it's already no good. If you have to ask, you're still potter from it. Because who says the Rebbe really, the Rebbe didn't on his own give you permission, so therefore you have to assume the Rebbe really wants you not to do a seba, to teach you a lesson. Derech Charetz for the Rebbe. It's also a limud. The whole Seder is chinuch habanim. It's also the whole Seder is all one thing. It's chinuch. Adrab, Derech Charetz for the Rebbe. There's a time to have Derech Charetz for the Rebbe. It's by the Seder. That's exactly where there should be Derech Charetz. Yeah?
Actually, I heard about Terence answering this question.
Yeah?
He says, but my Seder is beloved.
Shem is Subin, Bibnei Brak.
The
was the Talmud
of
many. Oh, yeah.
How could it be Mesubin? That's why it's
a major
it was his Makkah.
Right. Yeah. Since it's Rabbi Akiva City.
You're my territory. I'm the Balabas here.
So therefore, a son by your father is right. Kama.
Oh, so you come right. Who's in charge here? Like, do you ever see... It's very rare when you have a guest rabbi, when the rabbi gives up his seat for the guest rabbi. It's very rare. Think about it, you have a shul. And then you have a very chashuva person comes to the shul. Does the rabbi let that chashuva person sit in his chair, sit in his shtender? Well, given the pulpit, that's also a question. You even give the pulpit. Some rabbis would never, ever allow another. I think in the Spanish Portuguese synagogue, where my cousin is the rabbi, I think the rule, it's not his rule, it's the rule of the shul. The only one that's allowed to speak from the shtender, there's the shtender, the pulpit, with a capital P, okay, that's in front of the Aron HaKodesh, is only the rabbi of the shul. And if they bring in the Gadol Hadar to speak, it's illegal. Put you in jail against the charter. They have another shtender. There's a shtender lower down. There's a shtender in the main. That's where a guest speaks. Kodesh Kodoshim. Only the rabbi could speak from that pulpit. Isn't that amazing?
It's from this
Mason. Brak. In my territories, even if you're a lesser person. But it depends. You know, what's the meaning? I would assume that if Rav Moshe Feinstein would come to your shul, okay, I have a rabbi here, Rav Moshe Feinstein would come to your shul, I'm assuming the rabbi would let Rav Moshe Feinstein sit in his seat, right? I would assume he would give him the most chashuv seat. That's what I would assume. I have another rabbi that no one knows about.
When Rav Moshe went to Tendler's shul,
yeah.
He did not see the
Because probably Rav Moshe said, you're my Aiden, it's a family relationship, he doesn't want it. That was the big dilemma. People always have this dilemma when they invite their parents or their in-laws to the Seuda. Where do they sit? Do they sit at the head of the table? When grandparents come to their children's home, do you seat your parents by the head of the table or do you put them on the side? You cannot generalize. Every situation is different. It's foolish to generalize. You cannot. The dynamics of every family is completely different, and it's even a foolish question to ask. It's different. In shuls also, when you have a guest rabbi, it all depends. You can't generalize. Who's the rabbi? What's the relationship? The balabatim also, do they know the person? They know the person. There's so many variables you cannot generalize. Okay. Grandparents, l'chaira, are not on a madrig of a rebbe. A Rebbe we mentioned, nothing over here is lahalacha. These are just concepts. We mentioned such a concept that by a Rebbe, if you have to ask, already it's no good. You potter from a seva, and the Rebbe on his own has to take the initiative to tell the Talmud to do a seva. If he doesn't tell the Talmud, then there's no seva. A grandparent, l'chayra, you don't say such a thing. If the grandchild asks the grandfather, can I do a seva? And the grandfather says yes, then the child or the children are mechuyev, the grandchildren are mechuyev to do a seba. If you don't do a seba, you're going to have to eat the matzah all over again. But l'choira, it appears that it would be proper derech eretz for grandchildren to ask their grandparents permission to do a seba.
In their house or in another house?
Anyone's house. In the presence of your grandparents, it's not derech eretz. You are my elders. You're not my Rebbe, you're not my father. A father and a Rebbe are on a whole new level. But a grandparent has a degree of kavod, which is nishtahin nishtaher. He's not your father, but a grandfather, v'yodatim levo, maybe you'll say, adrabah, Pesach is mamish te'ikav, v'yodatim levo necha ulevnei v'necha, yoyim asher amat lefnei Hashem lekecha b'choyreif, it's chinuch.
It's totally the same question. If that's negated to a grandchild also. If you kindly got...
You kindly miss, but that's a l'chor or not. L'chor v'gat l'vincha, only matan Torah. Only to teach your children about matan v'gat l'vincha u'l'vnei v'necha yoim asher amarta l'fnei Hashem elokecha b'choyrev. The Seder is not a reenactment of Yoim Asher Amarta Lefnei Hashem B'chor. It's not.
Yeah,
we got to Levincha. Oh, does not say Levincha. It does not say that. It says Vigat Levincha. All it says is Vincha. It doesn't say. That's already of a stretch. That's already a drush. That's already a little bit of a stretch. Right. Enochanami. So that is why it's somewhere in the middle. It's somewhere Nishtahi Nishtaher.
It's all Kadeshi Nishtaher.
Nishtahi nishtahar, it would be proper derech eretz for a grandchild, no matter where you are. It's not derech eretz to ask permission. And of course, when the grandfather gives permission, you could assume he gives him belave shalom. He wants your grandchild to do a seba.
And now, if your father's already given permission,
yes.
What if the grandfather says no?
Then no. Then no.
Your father said yes.
You have permission in front of your father, but not in front of your grandfather. Your father, you don't have to ask. Don't ask, don't tell.
Well, what if your father says to you?
Don't you owe more of an allegiance to your father?
No, but you've doesn't.
If your father asked you for a cup of water.
If I didn't tell you to do a seba, it's not a matter of telling you, not commanding you to do a seba. I want to do a seba. It's a lack of derech eretz to do a seba in front of my father. My father says, I'm moichel you. I forgive you. So that doesn't mean I'm a choif to do it. So now I have a mitzvah part. I have now a mitzvah to do a seba. But I have a grandfather over here. And it's not derech eretz to me to do a seba in his presence. So just because my father gave me, was moichel on his kavod, who says my grandfather was moichel on his kavod? My father's not telling me to do something.
But if he does?
If he does, no. Your father has no right to tell you to violate a mitzvah. If your father has no right.
If they both say no, then he certainly has.
If a father says no, you can't do it.
Right.
Your father says no, you can't do it. When the father says yes, that's not a command. The command, Hashem gave you the command. The father says, I'm moichel on my covet, so now do what Hashem told you to do. But Hashem also told you, have derech eretz for your grandfather. And if your grandfather says, no, for me, you can have derech eretz. For me, it's different. You can have derech eretz. You're not doing a save in my presence, then, l'chor or not, l'chor you can't do it. You're potter. The covet you mechuyv to give your grandfather trumps the obligation of doing a seba. Like a Rebbe and like a father. You see that a Seba is a variable.
Your father and grandfather both ask you for a cup of water.
Father.
Father goes first.
Because it says, the Feresh Tekabres Avicha. That's what I was taught as a trick question when I was a child. But I came across not that long ago, and it's not so simple. That's what the Olam says. Olam says, a father and a grandfather ask for a cup of water. What do you give the cup? Father! You give the Feresh Tekabres. The Gemara says it? For the mother. The Gemara only says the mother. The Gemara in Kedushin. Not grandfather. The Gemara in Masechta Kedushin says father and mother. Because your mother is mechuyav in the covenant of your father. The Gemara does not mention grandfather. But not a grandfather. Not a grandfather. And the Olam always says, don't become a lamdan. This is the danger. There's a very big danger in becoming too much of a lamdan. Yeah, it's a great example. Too much of a lamdan. My father says, give me a cup of water. My grandfather says, give me a cup of water.
You might think, the same thing, since the father has to get respect.
Exactly. The lamdan is the perfect lamdan. My father is mechuyav in the covenant of his father. And so therefore, the chain rule I should give to my grandfather. That's what a normal person would reach that conclusion. Kamash malon, you have to teach children. Wrong. It's a very nice lamdan shavart. But lamdas is dangerous.
Right.
Because the Torah says explicitly, Kabed es avicha. Don't give me this lamdas. But my father's, his obligation is to his father. So therefore, when I give the cup of water to my grandfather, I am being fulfilling Kabed es avicha. That's what you would say on your own. That's what everyone says on their own. And then they gotcha. It says in the Torah, Kabed es avicha, father, don't give me the lamdas. You got to be very, very careful with lamdas. That's how I was trained. I was taught so many years ago, and then this year, this year, I came across the Shtickle Torah, and it says there, guess what? It might very well be, as he cites sources, that no, taka, if the lamdas is really correct. You really are mechuyif to give the glass of water to your grandfather. I don't believe that's correct. He questions this whole thing. I don't have the details for you. If I can remember, I'll bring it in and give you. But the bottom line is, you give your father first. Okay, don't get carried away. That's the bottom line. All this gymnastics not going to help you. Okay, so when it comes over here to the Saban, the president, your grandfather, it's an inyan. There is such a concept. You should have derech eretz for the grandfather. Okay, now let's just quickly run through one other thing and then we'll stop. There's another interesting thing. Maybe I don't even have time today to do the yain. A lot of us about drinking wine, but this is a very interesting question. Do you do heseba when you make the bracha bari pri agafen? What do you do? When you make the bracha, al achilas matzah, Are you already in a state of Haseba? Or the Haseba first begins after you make the bracha?
When you start eating.
I just said it.
All the avocations are part
of after the bracha.
Ah, so you tell me what you're doing is that you make the bracha, the covered Hashem's name. They're cheretz to Hashem. Baruch atah Hashem, you make the bracha, you say Hashem's name, when you're sitting up. Not b'derech cheres. And then when you eat b'derech cheres.
Does zman achila start when you make the bracha or put the food in the mouth?
When you put the food in the mouth. What would you do the other?
The same question.
Oh, well, what about b'rachas hamazon? You do b'rachas hamazon in Haseba? You remember Haseba? Is that derech cheres? Do b'rachas hamazon in Haseba? It's part of the meal. It's part of the ikar achila is the matzah. What about the alagefen, the wine, the alagefen? So you should know it's not so simple, all of these matters. The bottom line is, Birchas HaMazon and Al HaGefen should be said sitting up. Okay, no question about it. When you say Birchas HaMazon, Derech Eretz, you sit up. Don't do Behaseba, sit up from the couch, and Al HaGefen as well. However, the Bracha of Al Achilas Matzah and Al Bori Pri HaGefen is Machlokes. There are opinions that say that's all, since the whole mitzvah is a mitzvah of cherus, it's not there. It's not a lack of derech eretz. This is the ritzayin Hashem, and when you make what the bracha accompanies the achila. What is the bracha? The bracha is giving chashivas. Is all part of the achila. It's definitely not ma'akev. That I guarantee you. If you don't sit sling when you're saying the Baruch Pri HaGefen, you don't do it again. You don't make another bracha. For sure not. Okay, that's pashit. But what should you do? No, the minhag ha'olam is, it appears to me, the minhag ha'olam is not. The minhag ha'olam is to sit up when you make the bracha. But people are doing that because they're not thinking. They're just not, because since anyway, Bizman Hazeh. Anyway, but it's more because, I think it's still because Bizman Hazeh, we don't like doing Haseba. Haseba is a tircha. It's very uncomfortable for us to Haseba. Right. Even if you have your couch and you have a custom made couch and pillows and blankets, the chulu, the bottom line is, what am I doing? I don't feel comfortable doing this whole thing. It's just something that's very new to me. So therefore, when you're winning the Haggadah, you pay attention, so you're sitting up. And then when you do the Maisa Mitzvah, so then you do Haseba. But it's not so simple. It's not so simple at all. Indeed, there are opinions that say, Adaraba, maybe you'll tell me when you make the Bracha, you'll differentiate. Alach HaMoitzi Lechem in Haaretz. That's another Shiloh. The Bracha of HaMoitzi Lechem in Haaretz, what status, the Lom Shavart, what status does that Bracha have when you eat Matzah? You're making two brachas. You're making a bracha asher kedushon b'mitzvot zvon al-achilas matzah, and before you say hamayitzi lechem in aretz, that bracha you make the whole year round. Does that bracha have a different status on the night of the Seder? L'chayre it does. By the way, there's a whole gemara, why do we say hamayitzi? Why don't we say, there are many different expressions. The gemara, do you know why you say hamayitzi? Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the Gemara's bottom line. Asher Tzeisias Chemi Eretz Yisrael. There's a whole Gemara on this. The reason why we say every time we eat a piece of bread the whole year round on Chometz, you say Chamoitzi Lechem in Aretz, it's rooted in Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Pesach Seder, when your mom is eating the matzah, Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kibichipos Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Allah Haskam Vakamba, the Broch of Hamoitzi Lechem Eretz takes on a whole new meaning. So now, if you're going to tell me that when you drink the Dalek Koisais, the Broch of Bori Pri HaGefen, you know, the whole year round, to make a Bori Pri HaGefen, the Broch of Atala, the Broch of Shenet Shricha. You know, I once heard many years ago, someone dissected publicly the Haggadah. I don't mean anything bitter, but I'm not coming to anything political over here. Is about Yom Ha'atzmaut. So Yom Ha'atzmaut, for every person has a different meaning in what that day is. So people who go mamish to the extreme, they have a seder. You know that there's a seder? Yeah. There's a seder, and they drink 4 cups of wine. They drink yid. There's a whole nusach of it. There's a mamash haggadah. There's a seder. Baruch Hashem, you don't see this today. You don't hear about this today. Okay, the mamish of a seder. Exactly, it took him to Bishrat. But the Haggadah, this is showing the Haggadah for the Yom HaTzmaut, like a Nusach, using 4 cups of wine. 4 cups of wine. So this verse says, 4 cups of wine, you're going to make Bari Prayer Gofen 4 times? It's a bracha levatala. Oh, but the Pesach Seder. The Pesach Seder. So why isn't it a bracha levatala to say Bari Prayer Gofen 4 times? It's a bracha levatala. No, Hagufa. No, it's not hefsek. Hagufa. Chazal were misakein. They made the rules. They made the rules. The rules are, it's not a bracha levatala. When they were misakein, you drink 4 cups of wine because of chirus. Zechel of yotzeisi, v'yitzalti, v'gualti, v'lakachti. They were misakein. They made the rules. If they did not make the rules, it would be a bracha levatala. Yom HaTzmaut, we don't have rabbanim. We don't have Chazal alive today who can make rules that you should not be considered a bracha levatala. So really, it will be a bracha levatala. Ad kedekach. So what do you take out of that? When you make the Bari Prayer Gofen, you're not making an ordinary Bari Prayer Gofen. You're not making a Birchas Hanenin. If you go today into the store and you buy some wine, you make a Bari Prayer Gofen, it's a Birchas Hanenin. Bari Prayer Gofen, I'm enjoying the wine. By the night of the Seder, when you make a Bari Prayer Gofen, it's not a Birchas Hanenin. Because if it was a Birchas Hanenin, it would be bracha levatala. Because you already made a Bari Prayer Gofen number one. So why make the Bari Prayer Gofen? Chirus! It's Lekav of the Da'al Lekaisais. Lekav of the Da'al Lekaisais, it's a Chir, Lekav of the Chirus. So the Bracha also should be said in Oifan of Chirus, of Heseba. What? Oh, very good. But the first Bracha is also a Da'al. It's not just Kiddush though. It's also one of the 4 Kaisais. So which one has Kedima? Which one prevails? Which one prevails? You're saying a good svara. Tell you, you can do a foul pull in this. You're very good. This, I don't know the answer. This is a good topic of discussion.
No, but the
pill. What?
The thing is, even the other brachas.
Yeah.
Even the other brachas, you are saying you were mafsik between one case and the other.
Not necessarily. The second bari priya gofen, is that really a hefsik between from the saying of the haggad? Is that called a hefsik?
You've been saying this for over an hour.
So, you didn't go away. You didn't leave the table. It's not really called a hefsek.
You're talking with all the
Yonim.
But it's after Shira Chidus. Not for everyone. Not for everyone. Some people have a very fair Seder.
If you have a better wife.
Not for everyone.
If you have a better wife for your second choice, you have to make a Toy Gavet.
It's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. If you have better wine for the second course, I remember once learning this topic. I don't remember the answer. There is such a thought. There is such a discussion. There is such a discussion of
the
Toiv HaMeit. No. There is a halachic discussion. All right, so Rabbi, this is a very interesting idea. It's a very interesting idea now.
Oh, you're talking
about now the Birchas HaMazar Rabbi Yisrael. The Birchas HaMazayin and the Al HaGefen, that you don't do a Seder. It appears, according to what I read over here, is that is an understanding that's not a chelek. Everything is a chelek of the Seder, but that does not have the status, Ad Kedei Kach, that you should be doing a Seder during the Birchas HaMazayin and the Al HaGefen. But the Bari Priya Gofen and the Al Achilas Matzah, and maybe even HaMoitzi Lecha Min Haaretz, there is definitely ground and sources that not only would tell you it could be done, it should be done. So maybe and you'll find people that say, no, I don't, you know, the bracha is a bracha and the mitzvah is a mitzvah. You have to divide the two. And there's no din of chayrus on the bracha. There's din of chayrus on the ma'isa mitzvah, but not on the bracha that accompanies the mitzvah. It's not clear what the halacha is. And the reason why it's not clear is because we have a hard enough time doing a seder when we eat, so that's why you don't see people doing a seder when they make the bracha.
And also on the ma'itzi, you're making the bracha on the lechemayinu.
Right, that's what I told you. When you're making the ha'moitzi is not your ordinary ha'moitzi lechem in aretz that you make on a piece of bread. It's a different, it has a new status. Just like the Bari Priya Gofen, the night of the Seder has a new status. Because if it didn't have a new status, you wouldn't be allowed to make it. It would be a bracha levatala. Because it's because of bracha shenit sricha. Because you can't just go make 4 cups, you can't go do that. But Chazal said you could. So why? Because it's a din cheros. So cheros, tal kaisos. So the bracha also is a chelik of the cheros.
The mighty you have to make.
What?
The mighty lechem
Just because you have to make, you're right, but just because you have to make it does not mean that it does not take on a new meaning at the Seder. When you make, I once heard someone speak in Shul Mincha Ma'ariv, he gave us an unbelievable drasha explaining that the Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz and the level of the Seder is Kodesh Kadoshim. It's not your ordinary Hamotzi Lechem. The whole year round, you 364 days of the year, Yom Kippur, Tisha B'Av, you say Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, it means one thing. When you say Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz on the Lel Seder, when you make that bracha, it has a whole new meaning. The meaning of the bracha has an entirely new meaning in the Lel Seder. Okay, you'll argue no, you'll tell me I disagree. Okay, in the Chanami, yesh, it's an idea, it's definitely an interesting idea. Okay, we'll stop here for a minute, for 60 seconds.